This is Darla Gentry reminding you that you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. It's time for Breakout Radio Church. Such a delight to have you listening as we come to church on this Sunday morning. And want to welcome those of you who are joining us across America and around the world. We're responding this morning to the words of Jesus who said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, every person. So here we are on this Sunday morning, reaching out to people all over the world by internet radio. And Breakout Radio Church is a house of prayer for all nations. We're absolutely delighted to have you attending Breakout Radio Church today, connecting each of us to a community of believers across America and around the world. You too can become a member if you're not a member of a worldwide church, Breakout Radio Church. After my sermon this morning, I'm going to give you more information how you can become a member and be a part of this worldwide congregation. Now, if you need prayer or someone to talk to during this broadcast time, you can contact a member of our church leadership who is ready to visit with you or pray with you in our prayer room anytime during this church service. All you need to do is go to bpnradio.com and scroll down and click on the little white church with the red roof. Then you click on the church prayer room, and someone will be there to pray with you or answer any questions you may have. The password, remember, is BPN Radio. BPN Radio, that's your password, lowercase. Immediately after the service, I'll be available to visit with you there, pray with you in the prayer room. And remember, the prayer room is only open on Sunday mornings. And so I'll join other team members immediately after the service today. Well, it's a delight to have you here in church today. And Gene and I want to welcome you. And Gene is coming at this moment to help me agree in prayer, because we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So, Gene, we're delighted to have everyone joining us here on this Sunday morning at Breakout Radio Church, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Good morning, Breakout family.
Well, here we are after 50 years in the ministry doing some more pioneer work. And, you know, it's kind of unbelievable that we have this opportunity to lead this church of worldwide believers, thinking, wow, in the past we have pastored churches where there was one congregation at a time. And now we in only one local area. But here we are. Not leading a local church, but a worldwide church. Who's ever heard of such a thing?
Well, I'm not sure, but I'm thankful for the opportunity that the Lord has given us, and I trust that you'll be blessed today.
Well, I believe they will, and so we're going to join hands in prayer, and I'm going to ask if you're with someone else today, you can join hands in prayer. Maybe you're working today. Maybe you're driving down the road. I don't know wherever you may be in the world, we just want to agree together. Father, we just pray right now in Jesus' name that you would anoint this church service here on this Sunday morning from Austin, Texas, Breakout Radio Church here in our ministry center. Gene and I are so thankful to be able to reach out to people that may not be connected to a local church somewhere. We don't know what your situation may be, but we agree in prayer today that as you listen, as you participate in this church service, that the Holy Ghost would just come and anoint you, anoint this service. Gene and I are in agreement, and we pray these things and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Gene, thank you so very, very much. Here we are again, pioneering Breakout Radio Church. And I have a message that God has placed on my heart. I've been up since early this morning, 4-something this morning, Austin time, meditating, and God has put a word in my heart. I'm going to share that word But we're going to, first of all, we're just going to come into his presence with thanksgiving, his courts with praise, and we're just going to praise him right now. And I just want you to join me as we enter into that place of praise this morning. Our God is an awesome God. Here we go. Thank you, Lord. God is an awesome God. Lord, we're so very, very thankful and grateful today for your blessings. You're such an awesome God, mighty God. And if we have the opportunity, we lift up holy hands to you, O God, because we know that you are awesome. We just worship you today here at Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Above all powers, above all keys, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all keys, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're. thought of me above. Like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's good to have you at Breakout Radio Church today. I got up this morning thinking about life. I want to talk to you today about life. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. What is life? Webster says, life is the period between birth and death of a living thing, especially a human being. It's the period between the birth and the death. But we know that life is more than just living, existing, being born, and dying. Between being born and dying, there is a major plan that God has for us. And we know there is two lives. We have this life, and then we have eternal life. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Not just to exist or go through life, but that you might have life and have it more abundantly. James says it this way, you do not know about tomorrow. What is your life? It's like fog. You see it, and soon it is gone. The New Living Translation says, how do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, and then it's gone. The New King James says, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. The Amplified Version says, yet you do not know the least thing about what may happen in your life tomorrow. What is secure in your life? You are merely a vapor, like a puff of smoke, a wisp of steam from a cooking pot that is visible for a little while and then vanishes into the air. Gene and I made a trip yesterday to spend some time with a dear friend of ours that we have known for the past 30 years, whose life in this world is slipping away. And as Jean and I sat by her bedside, knowing that these were the closing days of her life on this earth, as we were praying with her, I was thinking about this life. How at one time, this lady was so vibrant, laughing, talking, enjoying life, traveling the world, going to different places. Now the final chapter is being written, and her book is almost finished. And she is about to depart from this life into another life. But I can declare that she has lived this life abundantly, because Jesus said, I want you to live the abundant life. And the abundant life is not a life just about what you want to do, just about where you want to go. And so I want to talk to you this morning about your life. If your life is coming to a close, if it were to end today, what, when you look back and took a survey of what you have done in this life, how would it look? And what do you want in life? And why are you here in this life? Why were you born? What are you doing with your life? What is life about? And if Jesus were to come today and say, why should I let you continue to live in this life? What would you say? Would you say, well, I want to live a little bit longer so that I can see my wish list accomplished, so I can travel to this nation, so I can get some retirement, so I can get married, so I can... What would you say if Jesus came to you and said, why do you want to live in this life? And so the question is, what does your life consist of? You know, you could have been born any time in history past. You could have been born any time in history future. But here you are in this life at this particular time. Here on this 18th day of September. What is your life all about? And there's some people that are just living till Friday. They're just living to make another paycheck. They're just living to get their house paid for. They're just living for retirement. They're just living for the next vacation. I've got a friend who wrote a book years ago entitled Help Me Make It Till Friday. And there's some people, they're just trying to make it till Friday. I remember years ago when I would work at the radio station, and at the end of the week, I would get paid, and Gene and I would have just enough money to pay our bills and have a pizza at Dante's Pizza Parlor. And so we would pay our bills, and on Friday night, we would go to Dante's Pizza Parlor, and then I would start back over on Monday morning. And some people, that is their life. They have never discovered a higher call. They have never discovered why they are living. And many people are just living their life reflecting on what went wrong. And not went right, but what went wrong. And some people only turn to God out of deep trouble and say, now I'm really ready to turn my life over to God. In my life, I was a Christian. I turned to him out of deep emptiness. And after my own dreams were accomplished, I was able to work at a CBS affiliate radio station. And Gene and I owned a home, and we had a good marriage. And we had a little two-year-old son, and we lived in a nice neighborhood. We drove a nice car, and I had a nice job. But I realized one day that I was only going through life, and my life did not consist of what really my assignments were in life. So I turned to him not out of despair, not when everything was going wrong, actually when everything was going right. Some people, of course, only turn to God out of deep despair, but some Christians, some believers turn to God out of emptiness. I see it happening all the time. Christian, spirit-filled believers trying to determine who they are and why they are here. What is their purpose in life? Waiting for something to happen. Many times unhappy with themselves and unhappy with others. Many of them pursuing things that in the end will not matter what I would call a hill of beans. Many looking for something or someone that will make them happy. If I could only find a husband, I would be happy. If I could only have a wife, I would be happy. And many of those who have found a husband or wife leaving their companions because they're no longer happy, no longer content. Sometimes Christians go from church to church because they're no longer happy with the preacher, the music, the children's program, the temperature. Some Christians are no longer happy. They're changing jobs or vocations because they're not happy. They're empty. They've not found the real reason they are living. All the while, the hours are passing into days, and the days are passing into weeks, and the weeks are passing into months, and the months are passing into years. And then one day something happens. We awake out of our sleep and slumber and begin to ask the question, Lord, why are we here? Why am I so empty and unfulfilled in life? And what can you do for me? What is life all about? And so that's why I'm declaring to you today that life is worth living. But if you're only living for this life, if you're only living to fulfill some purpose in this life, then you will in the end be quite miserable, even though you go to heaven, even though you're ready to go to heaven, even though you love Jesus, even though you're serving him, yet your life is so unfulfilled. That is why the reason it's unfulfilled is because you have not found your real purpose. And your real purpose is your assignments in life. One assignment leads to another assignment. And that assignment leads to another assignment. And then we find that when we come to the end of our life, when we can no longer, our body can no longer contain our spirit. Our spirit may be very strong, but our body may be very weak. And eventually our body can no longer contain our spirit, and then we go to heaven. But we go to heaven knowing that we have fulfilled our purpose in life. And what is our purpose? His will, His plan. That is our purpose. Whatever He has assigned for us to do, even from our mother's womb, even from the foundation of the world. And so we just have this life, and we are to obey Him and to walk after Him and to live for Him and whatever He has planned for us. To go through life with this proclamation, this declaration on our lips, I'm here to be a blessing. I'm here to do the will of God. You know, Jesus, I remember when I went to Israel for the first time and knelt down at one of those olive trees, which may have been the tree that Jesus knelt and prayed at, but I was so overwhelmed. I wept and I cried. And I remember the words of Jesus when He cried out, Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Not my will, but your will be done. And so he realized that his time had come to depart from this life, but knowing that he was fulfilling the will, plan, and purpose, even though it meant death, even though it meant the cross, he was willing to do it because he only had one life to live, only one life to give. That life was like a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. And so, you know, in the natural, it appeared that Jesus had only lived 33 and a half years, and he did not possess very much materialism, but he had fulfilled his purpose. As we sat by our friend yesterday, I just realized that life is such a brief time compared to eternity. Life is so brief, and we must give it our best shot. And our best shot is living life according to His will, plan, and purpose. And we can only know that when we come to a place where we realize, you know, I am very limited in what I can do in the realm of the natural. But there are no limits when it comes to the realm of the supernatural. And so one morning on my way to work, I just cried out, Lord, I am so empty in life. Now, why was I crying out like that? Because I know now that I was crying out because I knew that there was more to life than what I was living, more to give than what I was giving, more people to meet than what I was meeting, more songs to sing than what I was singing. There was more things to do. And I realized that in the realm of the natural, that I could not accomplish this. There's a lot of people that spend their whole life operating in the realm of the natural. But the Apostle Paul said, there is a natural and there is a supernatural. There's a lot of people that spend their whole life in the realm of the natural, and they go to college and they get their degree, and then they get their master's, and sometimes they get their doctorate, and sometimes they get a double master's, and sometimes they pursue different careers, and they go through life doing everything that comes naturally, that they can do in the realm of the natural, many of them never moving into the realm of the supernatural. Dr. Young-hee Cho from South Korea called it the fourth dimension, the supernatural, moving into that realm of dreams and visions where God desires to open up things that we never thought possible, open up dimensions and domains, and open up different scenarios and scenes and take us to places that we've never been, cause us to do things we've never done, meet people we've never met, start things that we have never started, and finish things we've never finished. And it's called life. It's called the real life, giving it all we've got for the purpose of the kingdom for the purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that morning in 1966, I said, God, I am so empty inside. What can you do for me? Not suspecting that the answer would come immediately, but I heard a voice say to me, son, if you will give me the first hour of your day, I will change your life. I knew that this was a call, not just a call, just to get up and go through some type of motion or some type of rote system or say some prayers that maybe that I had memorized, but it was an opportunity to come into the secret place and to spend time with him. And as I would spend time with him, then he would begin to reveal himself, and not only himself, but he would begin to reveal who I was. And so I made a dramatic change. I began to give God the first hour of my day in February of 1966. And as I began to spend time with him, he began to reveal his will, plan, and purpose for my life. And he started me on a journey that 50 years later is continuing. And the first part of the journey was that I was to spend time with him, just time with him, hearing his voice and telling him how much I loved him, and him telling me how much he loved me, and getting to know him and getting to know his voice. There are two major reasons why we pray. We pray to know God, and we pray to know what he wants us to do. Some people think that prayer is just a time where you need him because you need healing, or you need a job, or you need a companion, or you need a promotion, or you need you have a financial need. No. Prayer is getting to know him, spending time with him, getting to know him, and getting to know what he wants us to do in life, what life is all about. But there will come a day that this life will soon be past. You know, I grew up in this little, you've heard me tell my story, this little remodeled World War II Army barrack in Comanche, Oklahoma. We had a peaceful home. My dad was a man of prayer. He was a Pentecostal preacher, but we did not have much to live on. And we lived mainly in poverty. My dad had not at that time got a hold of the prosperity message. And so we lived in poverty and this little remodeled army barrack. And I remember one day a man coming by to sell mottos, M-O-T-T-O, he had mottos in his hand. He was selling them for 25 cents a piece, I think. And the mottos had glittery stuff on them, and then they had some type of saying. And my mom bought this motto that had these words inscribed. She took a nail and hammered it on the wall. When I'd get up every morning, stand by the fire to get warm, particularly in the wintertime, I would look at that motto, and it got inside of my spirit. And the motto said, only one life, it will soon be past, and only what's done for Christ will last. And I would read it over and over. Only one life. I was just a little boy. Only one life, it will soon be past, but only what's done for Christ will last. And sometimes while I was reading that motto, I would hear my dad in the other room, and he would be praying loud, and he would say, Lord, use my son Dale Wayne. May he be a mighty preacher. May he be a worldwide preacher. A worldwide evangelist, he would say. And I would say, no, I don't want to do that. I want to be a radio announcer. I want to be a sportscaster. And I want to own my own radio station someday. And even as a young boy, I already knew what I wanted to do. And so I began to pursue that until I had accomplished that. And then one day, I got what I wanted, but I realized I got what I wanted, but that's not what I wanted. And so I know there's a lot of people out there today across America, around the world. You perhaps may be in the same position. You are pursuing something, and once you receive it, you realize I did get what I wanted, but it wasn't what I wanted. And because your pursuit of happiness is about what you feel would fulfill you, what would make you happy. And then one day I realized that my life was not about me, but it was about serving him, living for him, and doing whatever he wanted me to do, that life consisted of a series of assignments, that once those assignments are finished, I'll go to heaven. And if when I go to heaven, if I have not completed all of the assignments that's in my heart, those will be passed down from one generation to another generation, to my biological kids or grandkids, or to my spiritual kids or grandkids. But for the moment, I'm to live life to its fullest, knowing that the days will pass into weeks, and the weeks will pass into months, and the months will pass into years. And I only have one life. And I would look at that motto. And so I begin to pursue the natural. And then when I came to the end of myself, then I realized there's more to life, to living, than what I'm living, to do what I'm doing. But it cannot come in the realm of the natural, because the natural has limitations. But the supernatural has no limits. So as I begin to know God, I begin to move into the realm of the supernatural. What is the realm of the supernatural? The realm of the supernatural is all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And so my first assignment after I began to pray was my call to preach. And the Lord said to me, "Son, I want you to preach my gospel. Will you preach my gospel?" I said, "Yes." And Gene said, "Yes, I'll go with you." And so there was a call to preach the gospel. That was my assignment. And then there was an assignment to be a pastor. And Gene and I began to pastor churches. And then there was an assignment to be a prophetic voice, and I began to prophesy. There was an assignment to be a prayer leader. And many of these assignments open doors for the next assignment. There is a rhythm about life. You go from one assignment to another assignment. And life is a rhythm. One thing leads to another until your life, like a vapor, comes to an end. And so during that time, my gifts begin to make room for me. And Gene and I begin to become prayer leaders. We begin to travel across America. Our assignments took us into different nations, over 30 nations of the world. My assignment took me into the White House to lead prayer. My assignment took me into stadiums to lead prayer. And my assignment eventually took me to internet radio, where almost 2 years ago, I responded to the call of the Holy Spirit to begin to lead a prayer around the clock on internet radio. And I responded to that. And then one day the Holy Spirit gave me another assignment, and that is to take BPN Radio live so that I could begin to broadcast live and share this microphone with other ministries across America and around the world. And then one day the Holy Spirit gave me an assignment to start a radio church. I'd never heard of a radio church. I've had heard of internet churches where they have video, but nothing just like what I'm doing here. I'm sure there is, but I just have not heard of them. Then he gave me an assignment to have a radio church and to invite people to become members of a worldwide church. And people that were not connected to a local church could become people that were connected to a worldwide church. And people began to respond, like Judy in Prescott, Arizona, like John in Ajax, Canada, and like Kip in Bloomington, Indiana, and like Martina in Valencia, California, and like Melinda in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, like Pauline in Las Vegas, Nevada, like Sharon in Marlow, Oklahoma, and like a Jim in Guymon, Oklahoma, and like Roy in Lubbock, Texas, and like Paul in Birmingham, Alabama, and like Lester in Waco, Texas, and like June in Covington, Louisiana, and like Christine in West Palm Beach, Florida, and like Riley in College Station, Texas, and like Shelley in Sugarland, Texas, and like Glenn in Edmond, Oklahoma, and like Kathleen in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, and like David in Fleming Island, Florida, and like Charles in Madison, Alabama, and like Ken in Gig Harbor, Washington, and like Lynn in Surfside Beach, South Carolina, and like Pastor Devon Cheyenne in Andhra Pradesh, India, and others across America and around the world, they begin to respond to the call to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, connecting a community of believers. And so, I'm a man on assignment. I'm here by design, because the Holy Spirit has designed me, but He's assigned me to different assignments. And today, I declare that I only have one life, and it will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. But I do know that I only have one life to give, only have one life to live. And as I was sharing this story last summer at a gathering, the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering last summer here in Austin, one of my spiritual grandsons, Leland Mooring, was there, and he was helping me with the worship. And as I began to tell this story, he began to write this song. And I want Leland to come right now, my spiritual grandson Leland, and I want him to sing this song that he wrote as I was sharing this story of only one life, it will soon be passed. And as he sings this song, I want you to consider your life. I want you to consider what your life consists of. I want you to know that you're only one heartbeat away from eternity. What does your life consist of, and why are you here, and what is your purpose? All of these questions, I believe the Holy Spirit can minister to you as Leland comes and sings this song. So here, Leland, would you come and sing Only One Life for your glory? And here's Leland Mooring.
Can use me.
Christ who lives. Jesus, you can use me, Lord.
Thank you very much, Leland, for that song. And I just want to speak to you that are listening here, being a part of Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday, or if you're listening to a replay during the week. You only have one life. I want you to think about that today. Only one life. How are you living it? What are you living for? Is it just to make another paycheck? Is it just to exist? Is it just to get by? Is it just to make it till Friday? Or is there a higher purpose in your life? Maybe a call. Maybe a call to preach. Maybe a call to pastor a church. Maybe a call to start a business. Maybe a call to be a missionary and go to some nation or nations of the world. Maybe to be on a radio station. It may be to start a blog. I don't know. But your gift is making room for you. Even as I speak to you today, I declare in Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit is putting things in your heart. And sometimes we wait to have a word from God. Somebody give me a word on what to do. And sometimes that can work because I believe in the prophetic. I've been a prophetic voice for a long time. But you must know that as you begin to pray, you'll begin to discern what is in your heart. The prophet said to David, do all that's in your heart, for God is with you. And sometimes the Holy Spirit specifically speaks to me, like he said, I want you to start a internet radio station, leading prayer around the clock, 24 hours a day, and now we are going 24 hours a day. But then there's other things that I'm doing that ever spoke to me specifically, but he put it in my heart. I knew it was in my heart. It was revelation. And so today, as you seek him, as you call upon him, as you turn to consider him, the Bible said that when Moses turned to look at the bush, when he took time out of his busy schedule, turned to look, the voice of the Lord began to speak to him. And if you will turn aside from your busyness and from trying to pursue your own dreams, what you think life is all about, and the Holy Spirit will begin to speak to you. He'll begin to talk to you. He'll begin to put those things in your heart. He'll make those things become alive. So I pray for those of you today that are listening. You're not sure what life is all about. You seem to be stuck between a rock and a hard place. It's like you cannot find any fulfillment any way you turn, and you've tried many different things and many different avenues, and sometimes you come to the place where you say, "Well, I don't believe that life is worth living, and I don't believe that I'm ever gonna find contentment." But contentment and fulfillment only comes with doing his will. And you will never know what he wants you to do until you spend time with him, turn to look and pursue him. So I pray for you right now that you will know the assignment that God has put in your life. And sometimes we overlook it. We overlook the small things. And the Bible said that we're not to despise the day of small beginnings. And my ministry started in my own home, preaching a revival in my own home, being invited to preach that revival, preaching to the wall. And when Gene and I started our pastorate ministry, we started out with 25 people in our church. We had 25 people. And now I'm starting a Breakout Radio Church, and it's small to begin with, but we believe it's going to grow. And it's going to grow because it's in my heart. It doesn't make any difference how many people join. It's that I'm doing the will of God. And some people say, well, how many people listen to BPN radio? I don't know for sure. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. As long as I'm doing the will of God. As long as I know that I'm fulfilling his will, plan, and purpose for my life. And so sometimes, and most of the time, we have to start out small. And we're not to despise the day of small beginnings. And so I pray for you right now. I'm praying for Christians. I'm praying for those of you that are listening to the sound of my voice. And you just say, I'm unfulfilled in life, and I'm not sure. I know that I'm a Christian. I know I'm going to heaven, but I know there's more than just being born and going to heaven. There's assignments. So I pray for you right now that the assignments will be fulfilled. I pray that you'll do the will, plan, and purpose of God, that you will seek Him with your whole heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. And you will say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Your will be done. That I will operate in the realm of the supernatural, and I will do things I never dreamed I would get to do because I'm going to follow you. I pray for you today. The will of God be done in your life in Jesus' name. Because you only have one life. It will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. Only what's done for Christ will last. So what is your life? It's like a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. It's like fog that you see in the morning and then it just disappears. That's what your life is about. I pray for you now. And I pray for you, those of you that are listening across America, around the world, and you're not a Christian, you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior. I want to give you that invitation to know Him. And you can know Him as your personal Savior. You can know Him. For the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I want you to pray this prayer after me. You say, what do I have to do? The Bible said, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. And so what do? We believe. We believe in Jesus, that He is the Son of God. He went to the cross. He died on the cross for our sins. He arose on the third day. He was resurrected on the third day, and He lives today. And because He lives, we live also. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe You're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask You, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept Your forgiveness. Cleanse me by Your blood. With Your strength and help, I'm going to live for You and serve You all the days of my life. And I forgive those that have hurt me and offended me, done me wrong, and I forgive myself. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And for those of you today that you would like to become a member of Breakout Radio Church, we have church membership row, and I take the names of our members and I pray for them. And if you'd like to become a member, here's what you do. You go to BPN Radio. Some of you are already on the website there. Some of you listening through TuneIn, or some of you may be listening on the radio station in Lubbock, Texas, that we're on every Sunday morning. However you may be listening, you go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. And there you click on the church membership. And I'm looking at the copy right now. It says Breakout Radio Church on Sunday, 8 a.m. And then you can register your membership. You can become a member. You just click on that. And you can put your name, your street, your post office box, your town or city, your country. If you're in America, whatever your country is, your phone number, because myself or somebody that is a member of our leadership team will want to call you from time to time and saying, is there anything we can do to help you, pray with you? Be sure and put your email address in there so we can send you a weekly email, a weekly update, and that we can connect you to other people, maybe in your community or maybe in your nation or nations of the world. And in just a few moments, I'm going to be going into the prayer room. I'll be praying with you. But I want to give you an invitation to become a member of Breakout Radio Church by just clicking on the membership. And while you're doing that, some of you are doing that, I want to give you an opportunity to give. Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive. And of course, Breakout Radio Church is sponsored by the members of this church. And if you're a member, you can give. If you're not a member, you can still give. And all you do to give is you go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and then you go down to the bottom of the page, and you click on the donate button. And when you click on, when you double click on the donate button, you will have an opportunity to give. And the first thing that comes up is PayPal. You can use your PayPal, but you can also use any of your credit cards. And if you want to become a monthly giver, there's a place there where you can click on recurring. And so that's bpnradio.com, down to the bottom of the page where it says donate, so you can donate there. And if you'd like to give by check today, then all you have to do is just make your check to Breakout, and you can mail your check to P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Maybe some of you are getting something to write on. I'll repeat that one more time. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Father, I just pray right now that you'll bless those that are giving today, church members who are giving their tithes and offerings, and people that may be listening that would want to make a contribution, a donation to Breakout. And I just pray that you'll speak to people today to be obedient in their giving. And Lord, I know that Gene and I have proven these past 50 years that we've been in ministry, particularly in ministry, 55 years of marriage, that as we give, Lord, that it is given back to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. So I pray right now that you'll bless the people that are giving, in Jesus' name. So God bless you as you give. Just take a few moments. Take just a few moments to make your check out, or go to Breakout, bpnradio.com. And donate. And while you're giving today, I want to pray for those of you that need a miracle. Maybe you need physical healing, emotional healing. Maybe you have a financial need. Maybe you need a job. Maybe your marriage is falling apart. Maybe you don't know where your son or daughter is. Maybe you're having a difficult time sleeping at night. Just want to say a prayer for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for people today that are attending Breakout Radio Church. I pray for them right now. Those are listening today. I pray that you would bless them and heal them and restore them and comfort them and minister to them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Why don't you just receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit? Whatever you need today, His name is Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. And I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. In just a few moments, when this service comes to a close, I'm going to be available to pray with some people. And the number to call, the number for you to call is this number, 979-596-0195. 979-596-0195. Also, I'm going to be in our prayer room. Some people call it the chat room. I call it the prayer room. And if you want to join me there, all you have to do is go to BPN Radio and go down to the little white church building with the red roof. And if you'll double click on that, then you can enter into the prayer room. And up at the top, when you get there, it has church prayer room. And if you'll click on that, I'll be there to pray with you. Also, Michael and Cheryl and some others. are going to be there to pray with you, answer any questions you may have. You may want to give a testimony, a comment. So remember, just go to BPN Radio down to the little church with the red roof. Click on there. That will take you into to our website. And then you just click on Church Prayer Room. I'll be there to pray with you, answer any questions you may have. And if you want to call me, I'm available to call for a call at 979-596-0195. Also tell your friends that this church service is replayed every night at 8 o'clock, Sunday through Friday night, 8 p.m. Central Time on BPN Radio. So going to the prayer room. I'm also waiting to take a phone call. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today. Thank you for attending church. So grateful, so thankful. You have a wonderful day, and God bless you.